Nikki Bloom, thank you so much for coming to North State Public Radio today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So my first question is just, how does it feel to be back on the road with a new album?
It feels great. It's been a long time since I've had new material to share, and I am just really happy. It's like when you write new music, it's such a process, and it's such a lengthy thing to kind of gear up to having it all get to the point where you're ready to tour it. And so now it's kind of like the fun begins. You're on the road again, and you have that camaraderie of the band, and you know, you're kind of like in the shoot, and there's no looking back. So it feels really good to have new music and to be back on the road and summertime, and it feels great.
And today, at the time of this recording, you're about to play this year in Invite a Big Room, which is always a really fun show to see you play there.
Yeah.
How many shows has it been on this stretch so far?
I think we've played 9 shows. I think maybe tonight will be our 10th.
Okay, awesome. So yeah. By now, are you in that kind of autopilot feeling where it's like everything feels like really groovy and like it's just kind of, you know, a lot more fun maybe than those first couple nights when it's like working out the kinks or whatever?
Totally, yeah. I mean, literally, this is our 9th show we've ever played, so we're still in that, like, exciting time of being a band and coming up with ideas and, you know, taking the songs and adapting them to be, you know, better in a live setting, adding solos and adding dynamic and... It's been fun to kind of work that out. But yeah, it's definitely starting to feel more and more greased with every show. It's
nice.
Starting to be really fun. We just had some really fun shows in San Francisco and Santa Cruz. And yeah, it's been no complaints.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And for this album, you were in Nashville. Is that right?
So I recorded this record in Memphis. And then shortly after, I moved to Nashville. So I live in Nashville, and so does the rest of the band. And I met them all in Nashville, which was a big part of, you know, the move, was to kind of experience new musical relationships and experiences and kind of tap into that unknown territory. So, yeah, it's just been a lot of Tennessee.
Nice.
Yeah.
What would you say you like most about living in that area now, as a musician and just as a person enjoying a new city experience?
Yeah, well, this time of year in Nashville is really beautiful. It's just so lush, and there's so much rain, and the songbirds literally are just, like, always singing. And I have a great front porch, and I have put a bird feeder out front, and it hangs in my tree, and I just love sitting on my front porch playing guitar, watching the birds. It feels really good. And, you know, Nashville, like everybody knows it well as being like a very musical city, and it really is, but it's more than just like, you know, Broadway and honky-tonks. It's a lot of really hardworking musicians, you know, really committing their lives fully to music, and that's really what I've loved about it. And, you know, all the songwriting that happens there and all of the collaborative work, and, you know, people write for a living every day, and it's not really a big deal, and everybody's a touring musician, so you don't really have to explain what you do to anybody, which feels really good. It's really nice. There's just sort of this understanding of what it means to be a touring musician, and the ease of that is just kind of comforting.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about your album, because it seems like it was maybe kind of a difficult album to make, because it's processing a lot of kind of tough emotions and things like that. And I was just kind of, you know, wanted to ask, like, what was that experience like for you, and how did it feel once the album was done? And it's like, wow, I finally got this on, you know, to print and recorded and everything.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we all as humans go through challenging experiences throughout our lives, and I just went through something pretty big and transitional, you know, severing relationships, working relationships, personal relationships, getting a divorce. That was all stuff that was going on in my life at the time. And, you know, we all have different ways of coping with change and transition. some people like overexercise and some people overeat and some people, you know, I write, and that's something that really helps me. And I've always written about my experiences. And so for me, the material that I came up with really was necessary for me to kind of work through the changes that were happening in my life. And it really helped me process. It was definitely part of my healing process. And it felt really cathartic to write the songs. So, you know, it's definitely sensitive, but I really didn't feel I had a choice, you know, especially if you're somebody who expresses through song and through writing. There was no way around it for me. So it was just a necessary thing. And, you know, the hope is that I can, you know, offer some comfort to other people going through the stuff that I went through, because I know that that's the comfort in being human, is like we all go through that same kind of stuff. And sometimes it's just helpful to hear somebody else's angle on it, to just feel less alone, you know? So that's really the hope with this record, that, you know, it can reach people who need it.
Nice. That's really well said.
Thanks.
I think we have time for two more questions.
Sure.
The first one is, and I'm going to ask you about the song in a minute, but the first question I want to ask is about songwriting in general, and what's sort of like the best songwriting tip that you've ever gotten, or maybe just discovered on your own, of like how songwriting works for you?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think that writing songs is just this lifelong endeavor, right? Like, you learn more every time with every song. I think the biggest thing I've learned is that writing really is like a muscle you have to exercise, and you also have to, you know, if you want to write well, you have to read. So, you know, reading, I think for me, is a great place to get inspiration, just in the way you hear somebody else articulate an idea, or maybe they open up you up to a different world or a different viewpoint. You know, experience, being honest, not trying to filter too much what you're saying, because I feel like stream of consciousness is and intuition are really powerful things to glean from, because that's like your honesty and your truth. And I feel like, you know, authenticity is really important. If you're singing something or writing something that's authentic to you, it's going to come across as honest and real, as opposed to, you know, being too, I mean, you want to be creative and have good craftsmanship, but ultimately I think authenticity in writing, for me at least, has been a good way to go. And yeah, that it's an exercise, it's a muscle that you have to exercise. So just repetition, doing it every day, and understanding that not everything you do is going to be good. And not worrying about that, which is hard. Even when you're alone in a room, you're like, oh, God, I hope nobody heard that. but really, it's just like doing it over and over. Yeah.
Nice. Well, then my last question is just about the song that you played for us today in the studio. Yeah. What's the name of the song, and what can you tell us about it?
Yeah, it's called You Can't Fool the Fool, and it's pretty self-explanatory. one thing I will say about it, I mean, you can go and listen and get an idea of, you know, what's going on there, but it was a lot slower when I wrote it, because, like, when when you're alone, like, in your room with your guitar, you can get really inward, and I brought this to Matt Rosping, who produced my record in Memphis, and he kind of put that, like, you know, that soul speed on it, and then our drummer, Ken Coomer, he put that, like, little disco beat on it, and it just kind of became this, like, really fun, summery song. And even though the lyrics, you know, they're not happy, I love that contrast. I love like the sonic upbeatness, you know, against the kind of bleaker lyrics. It's just, yeah, it's one of my favorite ones on the record. I like how it turned out. And it was fun to do it in here with the guys today. Lemmy was beating on a, you know, guitar case and stomping on a tambourine. But yeah, it's fun. It feels good moving into summer to sing it.
Nice. Well, Nikki Bloom, thank you so much for coming to NSPR today.
Yeah, thank you, Nolan.